Charity Bible Institute is where a lot of my material comes from. And when I went through the book of John, it's been several years here at church since we went through the book of John. But I looked at five different commentators. I have a book on John, a commentary on John by A.W. Pink. A.W. Pink has got a lot of nuggets. I also looked at Peter Ruckman, J. Vernon McGee. I had some by J. Vernon McGee, John R. Rice, and Sam Gipp. I had commentaries by those folks on the book of John. John's kind of important in one respect. About the book of John, it says of itself, "These are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, that believing you might have life through his name." So the book of John is good, especially for a new Christian. It's written that you might believe, and it'll settle you in that belief. Where you have the book of Matthew, it talks about Jesus Christ as king. The book of Mark, you'll see Jesus Christ as a servant. The book of Luke, you'll find Jesus Christ as the Son of Man. And here in John, he is revealed as the Son of God. We read in Genesis 1:1 that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then the heaven and the earth. And when you get over to John, you find out that it was Jesus Christ who was doing the creating. Isn't that wild? Now, the main difference between John, and I talked about this, I think, with a little introduction the other day. John is different than Matthew, Mark, and Luke for this reason. When John was written, the church had been revealed to the Apostle Paul. The revelation of the church came around 58 or 60 AD. And now we're getting up about 25 to 30 years later when the book of John is written. And so he already knew about the church and the doctrines of the church. And let me give you an example. You remember when the Lord's ministry to the Jew, when the Lord told that fellow that said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? The Lord said, you know the commandments. Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not, you know. The Lord said, you keep the commandments if you're going to inherit eternal life. But when John speaks over here, after the Jews had rejected their Messiah, rejected their king, rejected their Savior, and the church is revealed to Paul, and John's aware of that, and John don't say believe, John don't say keep the commandments anymore. John says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him hath everlasting life. Duh. So it changes. Because of the revelation of the church, it changes from keeping the commandments to believing on Jesus Christ. And that's the significant difference between the book of John, and the tone is very different in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. And that's the reason why, is because this was written much later than Matthew, Mark, and Luke. I've got a study Bible in front of me called the Common Man's Reference Bible, and this is by Alan Hoffman. And Brother Hoffman is a pastor in Rensselaer, maybe, Indiana, up north. Real smart about the book. I'll just kind of briefly say what he says about the book of John. It says, John, the beloved apostle, focuses upon the deity of the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus, as God, never was born. Therefore, there is no genealogy in the book. The eagle-like cherub and the Lord as the branch picture the deity of Jesus Christ. And he gives Isaiah 4:2, 11:1, and Revelation 4:7. John focuses upon the unique qualities of Jesus Christ in order to reveal the true Christ and the true Savior. And he lists John 4:42, John 20:30 to 31. The true Savior must be God in order to save the lost, according to 1 Timothy 4:10. The book of John is the beginning point for a lost man to seek God, because the purpose of the book was to reveal that he might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through his name. The Lord Jesus Christ is the only Savior who is the Christ of God, Acts 4:26 and Revelation 11:15. False Christs cannot predict the details of their death, rise from the dead, trace their lineage to Adam, and prove a sinless life. Christians sing about the Lord Jesus, and no other religious founder has that special recognition. Heathens use the name of Jesus Christ as a cuss word, and the names of false Christ are not used because they have no power. The unique qualities of the Lord Jesus can only be fulfilled by God. And I'm not going to read all of it, but this is the Apostle John, John Zebedee, not John the Baptist, who wrote this book. And we'll start with verse 1. I've given you handouts with all the references. You might want to turn to them. It says in verse 1, it says, "In the beginning was the Word." We talked a little bit about that tonight. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John 8:58. John 8:58, if you'll turn there, you'll find the phrase, "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus Christ is the great I am. And I've been doing a study on, you know, I don't want to get off on too many. I'll be in rabbit tracks all through this if I don't stick to the text, but about Jesus Christ is always present. And I see a little differently on what most of the pastors, where God is out in eternity and time is here and God's looking on it all. But it appears to me God is just always in the present. I am that I am. Bible says God stretches out the heavens like a curtain. And I've been reading some quantum physicists who are talking about time and how it works. And that the universe is expanding. And the Bible says God who stretcheth out the heavens like a curtain. And I can get real weird on you there, and I'm not going to go there. So, "Before Abraham was, I am." John 8:58. In Daniel 7 and verse 9, he's referred to as the Ancient of Days. That's Jesus Christ. Genesis 1:26. We talked about that tonight, where the Trinity, God, the Godhead said, "Let us make man in our image." Let us. That's plural. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Wow. 1 John 5:7, I talked about that tonight also. "For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one." Jesus Christ is a living Word. He's the Word of God, God manifest in the flesh. He is God. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God." Jesus Christ is eternal. We talked about that eternal sacrifice. "He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints." Wow. "All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made." All right, let me back up a second. The Lord Jesus Christ is the eternal God. And if you want some references, Colossians 2:9, 1 Timothy 6:13 through 16, and Hebrews 1:8. Jesus Christ is called the Word of God, and he's called the Holy Child in Acts 4:27. "Therefore, the written Word of God must be holy." The written Word of God is a manifestation of God. And I don't have all that figured out. God said he esteemeth his Word above his name. I don't understand all that. But the Word was made flesh, Jesus Christ, as the living Word of God.
What was your first reference? Colossians 2:9,
as the eternal God. All right. For by him, Colossians 1:16, if you want to turn there for verse 3, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Colossians 1:16 says, for by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. It says all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. That's our powerful Creator, God, Savior, Jesus Christ. Now you look over in Revelation, is it 4:11, where he says all things were created for his pleasure. Wow. So we're created for the Lord's pleasure. We're not created for ourselves. We're created to bring him glory for his pleasure. All right, verse 4 says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. You remember John 14:6-9, where Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Wow. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. I also have in your notes John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. In John 9:5, he says, as long as I am in the world, I'm the light of the world. I always equate what I see around me on the news or whatever I read. I always seem to equate it with Scripture. But he said, in him, the Bible says, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. I read an article a couple months ago about a discovery they'd found in reproduction, that when a sperm cell comes in contact with an egg, there is a flash of light. Wow. A flash, isn't that wild? Like an explosion that takes place. Isn't that wild? Isn't that crazy? Isn't that scriptural? Because everyone wants to argue that baby isn't a baby. It's a fetus, or if it's something other than a baby. At conception, there's an explosion at life. It appears life begins there. Another place the Bible says the life of the flesh is in the blood. I don't want to get, that's a rabbit trail I'd like to go down, but on another night. But that light. You know what light does? It gives definition. It makes manifest. If you turn off all the lights in here and you walk into a totally dark room and you don't know what's in here, you'll fall over everything. You turn the light on, you make sense out of everything. It gives understanding. God in his light, he knows how to create. He's a light that no man can cometh unto. That creative light of God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. Light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Okay, I've got 1 Corinthians 1:24. Talks about Jesus Christ. He's the power of God and the wisdom of God. Proverbs 8:22, the Lord possessed me in the beginning of his way. before his works of old. I was set up from everlasting, from the beginning, or ever the earth was. When there was no depths, I was brought forth. When there was no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills was, I brought forth. While as yet he had not made the earth, nor the fields, nor the highest part of the dust of the world, when he prepared the heavens, I was there. And here it's talking about the personification of wisdom, which is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a superlative of wisdom, of knowledge. When he set a compass upon the face of the depth, when he established the clouds above, when he strengthened the fountains of the deep, when he gave to the sea his decree that the water should not pass his commandment, when he appointed the foundations of the earth, then I was with him. That's the personification of wisdom, Jesus Christ. As one brought up with him, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing ever before him. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. Well, my, my, my. That's John the Baptist. Isaiah 40 and verse 3, the prophet Isaiah said, "The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God." That's a prophecy of John the Baptist, the coming of John the Baptist. Malachi 3 and verse 1 says, "Behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom ye seek shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts." My, my. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light." And notice in your King James Bible, that's a capital L on the word light. Jesus Christ is referred to there as the light. "The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light," capital L, "that all men through him might believe." My, my, my. 2 Peter 2 and verse 3. And notice it said all men. It says that all men might believe. John Calvin taught that only if there's just a few elected. Some were elected, some weren't, from eternity. But John, he was sent that all men, just read the verse, what it says, that all men through him might believe. 2 Peter 2 and verse 3 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish." It's not God's will that anybody goes to hell. For God so loved the world. "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." All right, where was I? Verse 8. "He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." It's all capital L's on the light here. "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world." He brings light. He brings light. We can reject it if we want to. John 12:32 says, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." Little sidebar on that. One of the people who I respect has the opinion that when the Lord chose his disciples, that God had given a special drawing there. I can't find scripture to find that, but he said that's why commercial fishermen would just drop their nets and follow Jesus Christ. God had a special drawing. But the Bible says, "Except I draw a man, no man can come to God to me except my Father draw them." But here he says, if When I be lifted up, when he's on the cross, after he's crucified, I will draw all men unto me. Am I? He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. This is a carpenter's kit. Are you kidding? God, this is... One reason the Jews rejected him, because he didn't fit their profile. I mean, they were expecting some superhero. They weren't looking for someone to save them from their sin. They were looking for someone, a superhero, a military leader, to take them out of the Roman bondage that they were in. So here, a lowly carpenter born in a manger shows up. Jews weren't interested in that. What's the matter, son? You born in a barn? Anybody ever heard that? He did not fit their profile. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Remember what I said in the beginning? The Bible says in Genesis 1:1, that in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. And here in John it just said that it was Jesus Christ that did the creating. That's where you see what we talked about tonight, the oneness of God. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. Talking about the Jewish people. He came to the Jews. The ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ through Matthew. You look through Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Most of it is a Jewish ministry. Remember the woman came to him and wanted the Lord to heal her daughter. And the Lord said, hey, I'm not sent but to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. That's where you need to rightly divide the word of truth. That was a Jewish ministry. And when the Jews rejected him, then it turned to the Gentile. He came into his own, and his own, the Jews, received him not. But, here's where we come in. Here's where we get in on this thing. But to as many as received him, that's all the whosoever wills, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Wow. Because the Jews rejected him, we get in on this thing. That's pretty incredible. Verse 11. But he answered and said, there's the verse, I've got it written down, where he told that woman, said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Wow. Came to his own received him not, but as many as received him. All right. Here, Hoffman has David Allen Hoffman. David was his first name. The great and glorious gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ is received by grace through faith. To as many as received him, them gave you power to become the sons of God. And that verse was in Matthew 15:24, which I have in your notes. But he answered and said, I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. You remember what I talked about tonight when John the Baptist is down at the Jordan River and he's baptizing? And he said, his reason for baptizing was to manifest Christ to Israel. What he said. He said, therefore I come baptizing. Starting to get this thing narrowed down to what the book has to say about it. When one received Jesus Christ, he's born again and renewed in the image of God. And that image was lost when Adam sinned. I've got that for verse 12 that says, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Believe, believe, believe. I forget how many times, 70 times maybe. I remember reading, way to get to heaven is believing. Brother Phil talked about that the other night. Talked about, who was it that preached on Rahab? Phil Stringer preached on that Rahab. You know, the Bible says, she perished not with them that believed not. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him. And I went into the prepositions. One place says believe in him. In means by way of or through. Another place says believe on him. That means to rest for support. Your reliance. It's not that tough, is it? Believe. Not just a head thing. Yeah, that's probably him. But you have that heart belief that he's who he said he was. You embrace it. Here it says to as many as received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Now notice here it speaks of those, and I've got down here in my notes, the notes that I gave you, it speaks of those who received him were born not of blood or of the will of man, but of God. Meditation won't make it. You can sit and meditate, and you can will all you want to will. And the Bible says it's not by the will of man. That's not going to get you to heaven. You can meditate till the cows come home, and it will not get you to heaven. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. He was born of God. 1 Corinthians 15:50. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. We become bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh. You know, when the rapture occurs, it appears the blood don't go. It'll be a bloody mess. What did the Lord say when he told Thomas, said, feel my flesh, my bones, his bones and his flesh. It's kind of an interesting study there. Those who received him are born again, not of blood, but of the Spirit of God. John 3:5, Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh, that's referring back to what he just said, born of water. That's a water birth, the flesh birth. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I've got down 1 John 5:7-8. For there are three, we mentioned that, three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. These three are one, and there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. It says, or of the will of man. You can't receive Christ. I've got the note here. And be born again by willing it to happen. Just don't work. All right, where was I? Which were born not of blood, nor the will of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh. Here it is. And dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Wow. God became man. I forget how it was worded. I heard a fellow say one time that the Son of God became the Son of Man so that the sons of men might become the sons of God. Anybody ever heard that? good way to put it. The Son of God became the Son of Man that the sons of men might become the sons of God. He became one of us. The Word was made flesh. Colossians 1:14. And am I already in verse 14? Okay, I'm going to be done here in a minute. I don't think I gave you all the notes from 14. I'll go through a few of them. I've got them here. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins, who is the image, the one we have redemption through, Jesus Christ, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature, for by him were all things created. They're in heaven and the earth, visible and invisible. Whether they be thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, all things created by him and for him. He is before all things, by him all things consist. We talked about that. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. We beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father. And I don't know that I gave you this next page of notes. I'll give that to you next week, but and I'll speak a little bit. 2 Peter 1, while we're on this verse. 2 Peter 1:16, and I'll give you the page with those notes on it next week. 2 Peter 1:16, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. But were eyewitnesses of his majesty, for he received from God the Father honor and glory. When there came such a voice to him from the excellent glory, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the Holy Mount. John 17:5. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. That's the eternal God, Jesus Christ. He is with the Father before the world was. Even though as many as received him became sons of God, there is just one who was begotten of God. Mary was a virgin. Jesus Christ, it said the Holy Ghost came upon Mary. And Jesus Christ was conceived of the Holy Ghost. A fella told me one time, a doctor told me one time, and I confirmed it with my doctor. And my doctor is a hematologist also. Dr. Arthur Craig is a hematologist as well as my primary care guy. But a geneticist stated that a baby's blood makeup is determined by the father. The makeup of the blood of an infant comes from the father. Jesus Christ, begotten of the father. So his blood was different. The life of the flesh is in the blood. You know where every disease just about that's common to man, you know where it begins? The blood. Now, this is just a little sidebar, but isn't that cool? You see, Jesus Christ, he did not have the sinful nature that you and I were born with. Who was it? M.R. DeHaan. He had a son, Richard DeHaan. They wrote a book many years ago. Could Jesus Christ have sinned? Bible says that which is born of God cannot sin. And I remember asking Jack Grigsby. And Bible said, well, if he couldn't have sinned, why was he tempted in the wilderness? You know, with the devil tempted him. Said, what's the point? And Brother Grigsby said, he presented his credentials to the devil at that time. Said, I'm above it. No power over me, big boy. Isn't that wild? You know, Ruckman disagrees with that. Ruckman's got a different point of view. Different. But isn't that wild? That's kind of where I'm at. Just from that verse, that which is born of God cannot sin, and his blood makeup came from the Father, according to the geneticist, the scientific fact. So isn't that interesting? Wow. That's why you must be born again. Got to have a new birth. Oh, well. All right, I'm about done. Let me go through another verse or two here on verse 14. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten, son. Is that how it reads? There's just one begotten of the Father. He is the Son. What is it in the Psalms where it says, can you tell me God's name or his Son's name? Can you tell me that? Interesting. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Psalms 2, he says, thou art my Son. That's in the Psalms. This day have I begotten thee. John 3:18 refers to Christ as the only begotten Son. And God stresses the fact that Jesus Christ is the only person physically begotten of God. He created Adam. But Jesus Christ was begotten of God. He was part of God. Now, I've been taught this. I haven't thought about it much, but that when God creates, it's different than when God made something. When God makes something, he makes something for something from something that's already created. He can create something out of nothing. And when he creates something, then he can make, and God made this, and God made this. God made the lights to light the night, the lesser light to rule the night, the greater light to rule the day, and God made the stars also. He created all those substances that he made them with. I don't know how I got to there, but he stresses the fact Jesus Christ is the only person physically begotten of God, and he quotes this statement from the Psalms again in Acts 13:33 and Hebrews 1:5. Jesus Christ, God the Son, he is God. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one Savior. One God, Father of us all. And that's what the book of John describes to you and talks about. The eternal Son of God. And this book was written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ. And that believing you might have life through his name. That's what John's about. We just got a pretty good start on it tonight. These studies, if you run the verses, it takes you a little while. But I just love this book. One of my most favorite books in Scripture is the book of John. I had most of it memorized at one time. I don't anymore. Well, I had my wife's name memorized for years, and who knows now. You know. All right, we ready to close? I'm getting silly. Too tired tonight, I guess. About lost my voice, but thank you for listening. And Sunday night again, we'll take up with John 1, verse 15, and I will have the notes for that, and also the rest of the notes for verse 14 that we just went through. All right, all hearts and minds clear. I don't know.